This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, then.
KFNC.
Are you ready for this?
Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Let's do this.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
He's got a hand in the pocket.
Hot! Final hour of the show as Barry the Bookie Laminack is with us.
Rack 'em and stack 'em. Or stack 'em and rack 'em? I don't know, whatever.
I'm not way back I'm not Wednesday, Barry, hour number three.
Starting it off on fire. I was very surprised, Nicholas, you didn't grab that Tupac song.
I did not. I started about an hour before the show. So,
but I let you go first.
You
true
did.
True to my word.
You
so.
Did.
And I really thought you were, I was like, well, he's definitely going to do Brenda's Got a Baby. So
I did not even, honestly, did not even think about it.
So I was.
You haven't emphasized at all today that you let everybody else go ahead of you. 60 minutes left to go on the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
There's old petty-ass Joel.
I was wondering, where is this coming from, Joel?
You know my favorite NASCAR driver of all time was?
Yeah, we get it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who?
That's Richard Petty.
Damn right. Dude could drive.
Chris Householder. Brenda's Got a Baby for the win.
Dang it.
All right, let's get some. Oh, you had to do the intros. Do we ever give the number to our show when we come back? I don't feel like we do it enough.
I always give the number.
Do you every segment?
Whenever I do any kind of you can reach us tag.
But yeah, he does.
Are we supposed to do that? I don't know what the rule is in radio.
If you
are
want
we,
calls?
We break all the rules. We don't necessarily want calls.
There's a lot of dumb calls out there.
There is.
Just like there's a bunch of dumb texts.
How about you just stay in your lane? I got this. We're okay.
Well, we did establish
rear view and windshield, and you're even telling me what to bring back. Your next thing you know, you're going to be an executive producer for this show.
My show.
Just tweet me.
Why can't I? Okay, I'll tweet you.
Tweet
if
me
do
whatever
it.
You want.
Will you promise to listen?
No. Tweet me ideas for like anything from music to play, people to interview, and
you don't
stories
get enough
to
of
cover.
Them, is that
we, don't, we need more of that.
Okay.
And invites to the party.
Yeah. If I can prove it's my birthday, can I get an invite? No.
To your party?
Yeah.
I mean, can we?
Barry, I'll give you $350. If you're really offering me $350, yeah, hit me up.
No, that's lawn talk. It's $350.
Oh.
As long as the health of your trees are good in your yard, you're a happy camper.
Barry and Nick, I don't know y'all remember, but at the Christmas party, I'm the guy that came from Port Arthur and was there from the morning till almost the end. Hopefully, I can win a ticket for this party. If you've got that much dedication, I do hope you win a spot.
I
really
honestly,
do.
He needs you to. I don't think that's what he was going for. He ain't trying to speed dial. He's trying to get you to put him on the damn list.
Well, Nick has a list too, so I'm sure Nick will oblige that.
I do not have a list.
Steve here from the stream. I was lucky number 14. Thanks for giving us streamers a chance, guys.
Congratulations.
That's how
very
you do it,
good.
Steve.
Congrats, buddy. Hey, Barry. This is Julian. I'll buy two tickets for $100. Well, Julian. That's awesome, and I would sell them to you, but you spelled it B-E-R-R-Y, so no.
Press this one up, Julian.
Yeah. This is business, bro. You can't take things personal. Just get that
really?
Cash,
just
bro.
Okay, Julian, I have your number. I'll be in touch. Barry, I love you guys, but $50 is a little much. I didn't set the market, sir and or ma'am. The market was set by someone else. Troy set the market at $50 a ticket. And, I mean, you know, it's like, what do they call it? Adam Smith's invisible hand. It's the market sets and adjusts itself. Look, neither one of y'all know what the hell I was talking about, did you? Y'all didn't take economics in college? You didn't learn about Adam Smith's invisible hand in economics?
Took it in high school.
Oh, I took it in college.
I took it in college too, but I don't remember.
That Lone Star, baby. Suck it. I don't even know if I got his name right, I'll be honest with you. I have to Google it. Barry, I love you guys. $50 is a little much. Sorry. That's been set. I can only give 25, Barry.
Well, then you can't get enough to get in the show.
Well, you can stay for half the party.
There you go. You can't eat or drink,
or on standby.
And you can stand in a corner.
I feel bad, though. That was from Chris Householder. That's our guy.
Oh, he's the one that said only 25?
I won't tell you why he can only... Put it this way. He's going through a divorce, so he can only pay half of what the market is right now.
Right.
That sucks. We're going to miss you.
Tough crowd. Barry, you're so mean.
I know. Barry, why don't you sell your spots and then let the proceeds go to charity of your choosing instead? Making money off of a listener party feels weird, but at the end of the day, it's your decision.
Whoa.
Decision.
That almost sounded like
it sure did.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great idea, but...
I have a high water bill.
Yeah.
$700.
I got an $800 water bill, and I could just tell you I'm going to give it to charity, and then I don't. What's the difference? I could just be honest with you, or I can lie to you. Which one do you want?
Set it up, like Nick said. The HLNP.
Also, I'm the lowest paid person in this market. I'm keeping this money.
You ain't alone.
No hey, way,
here's
bro.
The thing. Just make it the HLNP fund.
I love
You know what that is?
What?
Help Laminac pay.
Help Laminac
so whatever
pay bills.
Barry's bills are, the HLNP line.
Here's what's funny is a guy like that or a girl, I don't know who it was, but they'll text that and say, Barry, it just feels weird that you would make money off of it. But if we were selling tickets to the listener party as a station, just it's $20, people would buy them and not think twice. So what's the difference? And I didn't even set the price. If the market was $5, then that's what I would get. But the price was set at 50. So I know you want me to feel guilty about that. Bro, I do plenty of charity work. I give to charity plenty. You're not going to make me feel guilty. But it was a good try. It was absolutely a good try. Noah said when Altuve hits a home run, they say get all the children off the train. Is that true?
I don't believe so.
I don't believe that's the case. I don't think that would be mean.
Okay.
I feel like that would be a hype joke.
I'm going to watch the end of this game because it's the sixth
Why?
Inning.
Are you waiting on Presley?
Yep. Will Smith is starting to warm. Will Harris is starting to. He's getting jiggy
he's
with
in
it.
The bullpen.
While Will Harris is doing his power throws to get loose, it's the bottom of the sixth, which means, okay, if Will Harris pitches the seventh and Ryan Presley's up in the eighth, I'm good.
Yeah.
If Presley doesn't pitch again today and it stays a 3-run game, I got even more concern.
Yeah, I'm with you. I didn't think about that till you brought it up, but that could be an issue.
We are going to keep more eyes on that situation.
Okay. Are you ready for a Packers question? Have you done your Packers homework, or do you want to wait?
Oh, I'm well-versed.
Somebody said, hey, Joel, why did the Packers cut Mike Daniels? I'm a fellow Packer fan. I was just wondering why.
He was a very productive player for a few years, and it's a combination of things. He was due about $8 million, so they want to save money because they spent a boatload on defensive players this year. Secondly, his health has been a concern and question marks of missed games over the last 2 years. So for both those reasons, he was a cap casualty. And just I'll throw this in for you guys as you're listening, and you say, who cares? Well, one of the number one teams they said that could be right in line to pick him up and get defensive line help on the interior, you're Houston Texans. And Mike Daniels can play.
Yeah, I think because the Texans right now have the second most cap space of anyone in the NFL behind the Colts. But I was reading an article about the cap and moves and potential moves for all the teams and stuff. And then the article brought up a good point that you may have this money. But you also have to be careful because you got to pay some folks, too. You've got Jadeveon Clowney's contract situation that you still have to figure out. Mm-hmm. But you've also got Watt and other guys coming up in the next couple of years.
Watson's coming up.
I mean, Watson. These are all guys that are going to have to be paid. So you're in a good position now for cap space. Don't blow it by just randomly. If they were like, man, we're a one defensive tackle from a Super Bowl, then I'd be like, yep, spend all that money. But I think that they know that with this offensive line, that this team, there's a lot of talent on the Houston Texans. There absolutely is. No one's going to deny that. There's a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. But there is a ton of questions in the secondary, and there's a ton of questions on this offensive line. And because of that, I would be willing to bet you that a lot of the people in that front office realize that we think we can make a playoff because of the division that we're in, but although I think it's going to be pretty competitive too, but we think we could make the playoffs. Do they think that they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender? I would be willing to bet you if they were honest with themselves, the answer is no. But if they were one defensive tackle away, I could see spending the money. But you got so many holes to fill with that offensive line. No one in their right mind assumes this team is a Super Bowl contender with that offensive line.
Here's the problem.
And until that's addressed, everything else doesn't matter.
With everything that you said, the biggest issue that they have, of all of the decent to above average experienced free agents that are still out there as half the teams head to camp today, there is not one offensive lineman. It's all about defensive players. Mike Daniels heads that list. Eric Berry, formerly of the Chiefs, a safety. Michael Crabtree, the receiver. Jay Ajayi, the running back. Des Bryant, if anybody wants to kick the tires. Muhammad Wilkerson, another defensive lineman. Nick Perry, another defensive lineman. So three ex-Packers, if you want defensive help. Linebacker Mason Foster. Defensive tackle Corey Leggett. Safety Trey Boston, defensive tackle Damata Pecco, and safety Jonathan Cyprian. That's the top, say, 10 or 11 players that are out there. Any of those that you think are going to make a difference to the level that you're talking about for the Texans? I just don't think so.
Yeah, it's one of those things where they have a lot of issues on that interior line, or on the line in general. Interior, not as much. I think they feel a little more comfortable with what they have in the interior of that offensive line. The tackle position is the real unknown here. And really, the cornerback position is really an unknown.
So if you, and again, we've got safeties on this list. Most of the corners are gone. So if you want an experienced safety, but you really don't, because Reed has proven that he is one of the guys. You went out and you addressed it on a lesser degree.
You better get something out of Gibson.
So yeah, you got to get something out of Gibson to make it all look like it was the right move. But overall, you don't need that either. You need corners. And I don't think there's corners that are just hanging around out there going, well, I'm going to go to Houston at some point. It's not going to happen. So
mentioned Donald Penn on that list?
I did not. He was not on the top 12 of Field Yates, but
Donald Penn is the guy I would go after.
I brought him up. You brought him up. There's a guy that's been on a list for a lot of people. If there's at least a guy you want to kick the tires on because it's not guaranteed till week one, bring him in. See what he's got left. See if he can do something to help you, because you haven't been shy about doing that by just signing guys to one-year deals.
Yeah.
And guys that have a name that maybe used to be good. So why not add him to the list and say, hey, he's had NFL experience at a pretty high level. Let's see if he's got anything left in the tank.
Also an option is to hit up the Redskins.
Again.
And talk to them about Trent Williams.
If that's still a situation in limbo, I did a sports map video on it. I preached hard at the time they should explore a trade. That was when they had a general manager.
Yeah.
I don't care who's supposed to make the phone call at this point.
Someone should
still be kicking the tires.
That's the weird part is who's going to handle that, like of this multi-headed GM monster that they have internally. Which one is in charge of personnel decisions? Because that's just one piece of the overall.
Question. And Bill O'Brien's going to be too bogged down with everything else to be that guy.
But Trent Williams and Donald Penn, two names that if you're going to spend money, that's a good start. I think they could improve at the defensive tackle position, but that would be
icing on the cake, like a plethora of riches. You've got other areas that you have to address that are far more important still right now. All right, we're going to keep rolling through the final hour of the show. We got another giveaway coming up at some point, too. So we like to get back to the suspects. This one's coming up sometime between now and 4 o'clock. So keep your ears peeled for that and more information, sports, and fun. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Whether you're on the go or somewhere in the big city or otherwise listening on the app, we always like to get back to the suspects.
Turn up.
No, it's not another chance to lap dance, as what? I mean, lap listener appreciation party, if you understand what we've laid down in the past. This one is a little different. Hunter's Extravaganza. Barry's going to be there, so you should be too. It's the original Texas Hunting Show. Texas Trophy Hunters Association is proud to present the 43rd annual 2019 Hunter's Extravaganza at the NRG Center, August 2nd through the 4th. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and three guests. That means four people total get tickets. Caller 12 713 780 ESPN. 713 780 3776. Caller 12 wins a four pack of tickets to scope out the biggest and best in camo, blinds, not for your windows, feeders, ATVs, optics, game calls, and more. For show and ticket info, if you don't win, Ticketmaster.com. Good luck.
Good luck.
You know what? Here's the thing.
What's the thing?
So you've created a monster, right?
Yes.
You've got...
Oh, by the way, I'm going to be at this Hunter Extravaganza.
I said that because, again, you'd listen with your ass and not your ears. I said you're going to be there.
Oh, did you?
God, the multitasking sometimes just goes from bad to worse. You know what else is going from bad to worse?
Hey, real quick. I want you to know I'm going to be at this Hunter Extravaganza. I don't know if you know that or not.
Why don't you be there? You're going to be there the whole time? For 4 days? Or are you just going to...
No. I think my appearance is from 5 to 7.
Jim Rome, you got the papers in line?
I think my appearance is 5 to 7. I need to check with Brenda on that because I'm supposed to perform that night, so I may have to cancel that performance. I live a busy life,
Joel. The women just hate when you cancel
I'm like the Tom Jones of comedy.
Exactly where I was going. They just... The panties drop and they're thrown in an instant.
I got
a bunch
of old ladies throwing girdles at me.
Since you started all this mess with the listener appreciation party,
okay,
it's not getting better, it's getting worse.
Okay.
Now I'm getting vendors who are contacting me to say, hey, if you throw out on the air that if they really want to go and pay me, I'll hire them for the day to help me work the event. Stop it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm laying in the weeds, Nick. I don't know if you are as well. I'm going to let Mr. Market Price over here blow through his 10 tickets. And then maybe August 7th or 8th, I'm going to go, hey, you know what?
I still got some left. What's
still
it worth
got
to you?
10 people. What you got now?
That's good, man.
If you
That's
got
smart.
A hundo for two back then.
Listen, I wouldn't expect anything less than for you to take one of my ideas and make it your own. That's been a theme on this show for 2.5 years. Why stop now? Yeah, I've been waiting on that for a long time. I got him smacking the lips again.
I'll be the Carlos so Mencia of that all the way to the bank. Bitch.
That's outstanding.
So one thing we didn't bring up about from the Astros talk that I did want to get into again, and Nick, this kind of goes back to how we opened the show if we come full circle.
Okay.
Because in a lot of ways, there's a lot of bloggers that their only thing to hang their hat on is bad calls. Rockets bad calls. I got screwed by the officials again. And baseball. The review booth got it wrong. This time, I'm not arguing. I don't know how they blew that play at second base last night. And was it Stassi that was safe? The replay showed it. The people on the players themselves, Stassi stayed at second base. Everyone in the stadium was like, oh, he missed the tag. And all of a sudden, we're waiting on the call, and the umpire goes, yep, we're going to stick with that one out. I'm going, you got to be kidding me. And obviously, the way the game turned out, that could have been a big play because you got a runner in scoring position and two outs, base knock or any kind of a hit, you got another run on the board.
Yeah, if you're going to have replay, it behooves you to try to get stuff right.
Yes, that's the end objective.
And I don't care how long it takes. If in that case, if you need a different angle, then you need to have better cameras or you need to have more cameras or whatever. But there are times in baseball where, well, his foot was blocking the bag, and I know that's going to happen. I get it. That happened on a pickoff play. I believe it was Josh Reddick who ended up scoring a winning run in a game. But he got picked off.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
And the only angle they had was from center field.
I didn't think he was safe, honestly.
But the only angle you had was center field.
Correct.
The foot was blocking it, so you couldn't figure it out. But if Josh Reddick was out, then he should have been called out.
Yep.
So the whole point is to get it right. There's enough cameras in that ballpark, you would think. But I know that certain cameras are on certain things. Like you're going to be, you know, one's on the batter, one's on the pitcher, one's on whatever.
There's a name
just
for
feels
it,
like
right?
There's got to be a way to get this done
from two different angles at the same time. Mm-hmm. AT&T Sportsnet had that those two angles synced up. And you could see Stassi's hand hit the base and the infielder's glove flailing to try and get to him. And I believe they stated that MLB had that look. That was their sinking to get it to that point. But yet you still called him out.
Yeah. That's just that can't happen. I mean, these are important games, especially in a division.
He did have the angle that fans and everybody on TV saw. This wasn't a situation where he didn't have the same video angle that we did, right?
Well, to Barry's point, I believe because they get the home and the visitor's truck with all their cameras. So they're looking at their feed, which is, I believe, what the teams have that's separate from the broadcast. They're getting the home and the visiting truck if they're both televising, which they most cases are. If there's a national broadcast, they're getting that as well. So for as long as the way they explained it last night, because the two ex-players in the booth and TK were completely befuddled by, if you see all of this, how are you calling it that?
Well, how about you just, I mean, you have a camera behind home plate, right? That's, you know, on the fence. Usually they have a camera sitting there. Why not put a few more cameras, like put another one next to it that's focused on second base, right down the middle so you can see, you have a clear view. Now, obviously, if a player blocks it or whatever, you can't help that. But MLB could invest enough money to fix a camera on every base for these types of calls. Now you've got one angle, and then you make sure that the broadcast angles are other sides of the base.
It's the same way in football, the way they have unmanned cameras on the pylon, on the sidelines, on the goal line, all those different things. Because that's the only shot that you need. You don't need a camera operator, and you cut back on all expenses.
And guess what? Baseball could sell that. They could be like, oh, these camera angles brought to you by Ring Doorbell or whatever. Get the best angle on your front. And they can sell that. And then baseball can make money off of it. The broadcast can make money off of it.
How many
times?
And
you have that as part of the replay.
To your point, how many times in a broadcast do you see the rainbow of where a guy's hits are for the course of the year over the infield? Yep. And right off the top, they have to go, we're going to StatCast AI, brought to you by.
Yeah.
Do the same damn thing with the replay angles. You got your cameras paid for. You got your expenses paid for. You might even have more revenue in your pocket, and you get to call right, which is the main thing.
Speaking of getting stuff paid for, if you wanted to start your own fund to buy cameras, you could do it through GetUpside. That's certainly a way you could put money in your pocket. You're not going to buy cameras for baseball, but you know what you could do? You could get cash in your pocket that your spouse doesn't know about. A little she money, you know? You go buy what you want. That's the cool thing about GetUpside is it's your money. You're already spending it when you buy food. You're already spending it when you buy gas. Why not get some of that money back? That's the sole purpose of GetUpside, is to get you cash back for the stuff you're already paying for. Download it right now. Put it on your phone. Guys, there's no catch. There's no gimmicks. This isn't the Face app where Russia's going to hack all your info. This is just you getting cash back for the stuff you're already paying for. And, I mean, you're spending the money on gas. If someone walked up to you and said, here's $5 back while you're pumping gas, are you going to take it? Absolutely you are. So put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, once you get this thing installed. And it's super easy to install. I did it while I was sitting at the pump right before I filled up. That's how quickly it went. But that promo code Barry is going to get you a little bump in your cash back offer the first time you do a fill up, because they want to get you a little seed money in your account. And don't forget, when you're eating out, use it as well. Stop tonight, grab some food. You could literally have it installed before you leave work today and stop on the way home, fill up the tank, and grab some food. You're making money while you're already paying for stuff and buying the things that you need in your life every day. It's a great app. I love it. ABC 13 did a special or a story on it on their website. It's a legitimate thing. It started in D.C. It's down here now. And all of the listeners that I've talked to that are on the GetUpside app absolutely love it. You will too. So check it out. It's called GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 60 seconds right here on ESPN 97.5.
Ooh, baby, I love your way every day.
The This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a way back Wednesday. Rolling through as we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. I did want to throw this out for you guys. But before we get to it, because it's football, Pedro wanted to get in here on instant replay. Let's get him first. Pedro, what's up? Pedro, you there?
Going Hello? Once, going twice.
Okay. Pedro.
Dang it.
You're on the air, man. What's up?
He's listening on his radio, clearly.
Pedro, go! Hang up.
That's it. That's the way it works. No, God. That's the only way it works. You gotta be on point. You're a radio listener. Turn your radio off.
Pedro, that's terrible, bro.
It's all right. Call back, but turn your radio off. And I don't know if they're going to take your call, to be honest
with you. Don't call back. Not today.
Okay.
We got two segments
back
left in the show.
And I voted
You
for
weren't
him.
Ready. Huh?
I voted for him.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I mean, thank everybody you vote for
thank
Pedro.
Thank you, Napoleon Dynamite.
You're welcome. That's right.
That's great. That's
fantastic. His stuff's funny, huh? All right. So
did he say
no,
it?
No, I didn't say
it. Okay. Did you dump it?
No, I
didn't. I want to throw this out for you because, so we know the San Diego Chargers, the LA Chargers situation with Melvin Gordon. And he has officially told the team, stop the presses. Can I just stop mid-sentence? Look at the TV.
Ryan Pressly in?
Thank God.
Yeah.
Ryan Pressly is back. So thank you. Now I feel
so
better.
So a lot of people were texting and tweeting and telling us that apparently Granato said this morning that it was from him taking a
liner off the knee.
Yeah, I almost said a ball off the knee, but I know you would have said
which
something.
Which knee, Barry? The left made, knee, the right made, knee, or the weenie?
Yeah, you would have made a comment about old men and testicles and... No, but it's good to see him back in there.
So I feel better about that. And by the way, we don't even scratch the surface about jokes about the testicles and things.
We don't.
Do you know that this morning they talked about it was so hot that guys get bat wings?
That's outstanding.
Oh, my God. Bat I'm wings. Driving to get coffee, and I'm going, are they really?
That's a real thing, though. I got them right now.
Okay. So here's where I was going with this LA Chargers thing. There was a story that I saw today that if Melvin Gordon is traded or if there are teams to have discussions with about Melvin Gordon, Batman, is it possible the three teams they throw out there, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Miami Dolphins, your Houston Texans?
No.
Again, I go back to what we said, which was there are bigger needs for this team. If you're going to make moves, it needs to involve the corners and the offensive line. You know what? For as much as you want to rag on getting more productivity out of the running back position, there was a good portion of the season that Lamar Miller was toting the rock at a pretty high rate. Now, late in the year, he tailed off. But the bottom line is, I don't think you worry as much about Lamar Miller as you do the offensive line in the corner.
Would you rather trade Jadeveon Clowney to the Chargers for Melvin Gordon? And does that make you better behind this offensive line? Or would you rather trade Clowney to the Redskins, get Trent Williams, and maybe a draft pick? And now you've still got Lamar Miller, who was a top 10 back last year. You've got Deontay Foreman, who showed signs before
Hopefully.
He got injured. Mm-hmm. And both of those guys have a better chance now because and your quarterback has a better chance because you have a legitimate left tackle on that offensive line. I think you're a better team if you make that deal as opposed. Now, don't get me wrong, Gordon is a hell of a running back, but I don't know that it makes them a better team overall because adding a left tackle, not only do you have better run blocking, not only do you have that, does Lamar Miller have a better chance now at being successful out of the backfield, but so does Deshaun Watson. That really materially impacts the offense. And I guess the argument is, well, but if you get Melvin Gordon, you can run the ball better. Can you behind that line? And running the ball sets up the pass play.
I'm with
you. But again, it's behind that line as is.
Now, whether it's Clowney involved or not, look, if Washington needs to move him in Trent Williams and he's a little older, I don't think the price tag would have to be as high as a Jadeveon Clowney. But if that's what it's going to take, you get him out of the AFC. You get him away from your division. You keep him far away from coming back to haunt you. And you add to exactly what I think we've harped on over and over and over with this team, that they didn't address their biggest need. Now, they tried to draft for it this year, but mm-hmm. the offensive line has got to be shorn up. And again, how much time do we have? Because the bottom line is we beat the dead horse about how long they've struggled to get a franchise quarterback. And when they did, now it's protect him. Because we saw him go down. We saw him get hit a lot. And it wasn't just because he was active and running. So you got to protect him. And I'm with you. I think that's why, I did the sports map video a while back. I'll bring it back if I have to. But kick someone in the wherever it takes to make be effective to go out and at least call Dan Snyder and the Redskins and say, mm-hmm. what's it going to take? Mm-hmm. He works out here in the offseason. I believe he's partners in a gym here. He lives here part of the year. Let's go get him.
I would be all in on that. I would be all for it.
I'll get off the general manager issue if whoever's in charge goes and pulls the trigger and gets that done.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I don't know that adding a running back to this team is a pressing issue. Figuring out what to do with Jadeveon Clowney, because you know you're going to have to pay the man long term. You don't want to end up in a situation where he just sits out this year or next year and says, forget it, I'll just wait, become an unrestricted free agent and be done with you guys. Now you get nothing for him. If you can figure out a way that maybe he's not your long-term solution, maybe they're, because there's a reason that they're not getting a deal done. I promise you, if they were all in and in love with Jadeveon Clowney and what he brings to this team, they would have already had a deal in place. I'm not suggesting that they're not going to make a deal, but I'm just telling you, when it came time for J.J. Watt to get his money, when it came time for DeAndre Hopkins to get their money, they're still here because they believed in those guys.
And like I said with the Chris Paul, James Harden situation, the truth lies somewhere in the middle. Now, it might not have been the last straw between Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien, but when you hear it from multiple credible sources that aren't bloggers, you find out the fact that if there was a torn sides being taken in the Jadeveon Clowney situation, regardless of whether it was Bill O'Brien that wanted him or didn't want him, or Gain had a trade on the table for him that he didn't take, and that's why Bill O'Brien got mad at him. Somewhere along the line, there was a conflict about a decision to be made about Jadeveon Clowney. And until they have some resolution to, okay, we're going with this approach, we're going to give him one franchise tag, see how he plays, and then we'll make the decision. Or there has to be a timeline, and there has to be just emphatically this as a franchise. This is what we're going to do regarding Jadeveon Clowney. Because the more you let it hang in the wind, the more you risk paying a whole lot of money for a guy that's holding out. And long term, he's going to walk anyway.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get anything for him. And eventually, the it's a seller's market right now a little bit. But it becomes the buyer's market of going, I'm going to be able to get this guy cheap because they know they're going to get him for nothing.
Sorry. So just watch Chapman playing third. It's sexual almost.
But can I tell you
how
this?
How good he is.
The play Bregman made to turn a double play, the top half of the inning, mm-hmm. was just as good.
Boy, Chapman is so good.
He's good, and so Bregman, is
Bregman can pick it. But and listen, to your point, you've got to make some decisions. Like somebody said, well, should you just rescind the franchise tag and go and get O-line help? No, because you don't want to lose a first-round pick, a number one overall pick, and get nothing in return. And that's why I think you've got to be a little – you can't be so aggressive and so stubborn with Clowney. You got to say, look, you know what? We don't want to give you a long-term deal, but we'll work with you. How would you consider going to Washington and playing if we could get you a good deal, if you could sign and trade or get over there and get a deal done? Would you do that? I mean, at least you get something back. At least if you can work this out, everybody wins. But right now, players are figuring out that, you know what? I got enough money. I'm not going to go broke. I'm not going to be homeless. Screw this team.
And my biggest point is just poop or get off the pot. You know what? Yeah. Don't leave everybody hanging in the wind. You're either going to go out and say, we're committed to you. You're going to be a part of this franchise. And if you're not, just be honest with yourself, with him, with his people, and just say, hey, look, we're going to do our best to find a new home for you and find it in a spot where you can get what you think you're worth. At the same time, we're going to do what's in the best interest of the franchise. But we will explore those things starting now.
Yeah. By the way, Pedro texted the show.
Oh.
Mr. Pedro that didn't answer the call.
Yeah.
He said, y'all call me Pedro. I don't know. I didn't know you were talking to me because my name is Jose.
That's how on the, that, that's whoever's on the answering the phone.
I don't know his name. He's fairly new.
But he said, anyways, the way the rules are with MLB, the play needs to be clear for the call to be overturned. That's why most calls stay the way they are. Well, that was the point, Jose, as we were saying, you need better camera angles to get a clearer picture of what actually took place during the play. But yeah, you're right. If they don't have enough evidence, just like in any replay situation in any sport, the call stands as made on the field as opposed to, if there is something clear and definitive that's
sufficient enough to overturn it, otherwise the play on the field stands. So
NASCAR Johnny said, Barry, don't sell your tickets to the listener appreciation party. Auction them off. The price will set itself. The first ticket might get 75, but the last one might get 200. Let the people decide. Well, I don't want to turn this into...
You already have.
That.
We already have.
I'm just going to let the market set itself. I'm not going to do an auction necessarily.
We're going to have vendors selling away opportunities to work.
Oh, my God.
That's how this has gotten out of hand. It's all crazy. Because of you.
Because of me?
Yeah.
No, I think Fred started it.
You take full credit for it. This is all your bit. This is your idea. No. This is what you're doing.
Fred started it.
We can't prove that.
I think Fred was the first one to talk about selling his stuff. And his tickets. He's a good song right here. Not really. What?
If there's a Way Back Wednesday, there's an opportunity for Barry to get this song in. You know I'm right.
All right.
I don't believe either one of us has ever iced baby, and you've iced down every part of your body.
Okay, tops drop.
No doubt. I'm not denying that.
You don't even like that song. You just pander.
I do like that song.
You just
song.
Pander with Stop. That one. Yeah.
Look, Fat Pat, you just made the list of the top 10 Chronicle.
Right? Listen, Fat Joel.
That's right. All right, Chub Rock, we got one segment to go on the show. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final segment of the show. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Why did you
fudge sickles?
Why did you curse, what? Nick?
Because he's trying to drop F-bombs on the air.
Nope.
Something called the FCC, sir.
You'll be in that chair before you know it, Nick. Just let it go.
Yeah.
I should let it go.
Yeah.
I'm about to let it go before the end of the segment.
No, bro. Please. I take it all back. I'm sorry. No.
You should totally do it. You should totally do it. But aim it towards Barry.
Oh, there's no doubt, because it can't get through a window to get to you. It might, but it won't.
I've never...
What's it worth to you?
Not no money, huh?
He did you a favor. He brushed his teeth before the show today.
Huh?
Every day.
He brushed his teeth before the show today. He did you a favor.
He did me a favor?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's right. It is time. It's his monthly brushing.
You
no, them lips. No, don't
and
you do wonder. It. It was a joke.
And you wonder.
He started it.
And I'm you sorry.
Let it go. Let it go, Joel.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 7 or 8 minutes. Did you let it go?
All right. So, anyways, I'll just do this right here. I'll just hold my nose.
That's a good look.
Now you got to smell your sweaty armpits, Barry. You can't.
I would rather, trust me, I'd rather smell my armpits than smell Joel's dirty ass.
So, with training camp getting underway and obviously press conferences taking place with all the coaches and players coming in, Andy Reid.
I thought you were going to go somewhere else.
Okay.
Jalen Ramsey's intro.
We can do that as well.
But go Andy Reid first because I don't think I heard about this.
You get a lot of the same questions. And Andy Reid, for as much as people criticize certain things and he gets sensitive about things like clock management and issues that
rightfully
in the past.
So.
Right.
Andy O'Brien.
He received a question and had a fantastic answer when someone said, Andy, have you done anything fun or exotic during the off season? To which Reid responded with a very, very good answer and one that he's been criticized for in the past anyway. He said, yeah, I attacked a couple of Chile Relenos. And Chile Relenos... is a delicious Mexican dish that consists of chili pepper stuffed with your choice of pork, cheese, and are battered and fried and topped with a spicy red sauce.
What are you saying? Chili what?
Chili.
Rellenos?
R-E-L-L-E-N-O-S.
Yeah, the L's are... Rihanna. I was like, what the hell is
that? Lisa would crucify me for that. Oh, well.
Okay.
By the way, she'd correct me loudly 2 or 3 times at the house if that came. So, whatever the case.
Rihanna's, Joel! Yeah. You're like, it doesn't matter. It's just you and me. Who cares?
And if need be, she'll roll the R's or whatever and go, you're not saying it right.
Rihanna's, Joel! It's like, all right, that was a little much. You didn't have to take it to that level, Lisa.
Right, that's what I lived through, so I'm glad I can live through that here, too.
That's outstanding.
But anyway, great response
that
from Andy
Reid. That is a good response.
And you know what? A good attitude going into the season, because you know there are going to be times.
Uh-huh.
So at least he had a little fun.
How about Jalen Ramsey showing up to camp, jumping out of the back of an armored truck that was paid for by Adidas? It's got bounce logos on the side. He jumps out and says, let's get this money.
The driver gets out
that's right.
with a megaphone to like announce his presence at training camp.
God. It's like an old-timey, now entering the court, Lord Byron. And no, why are you doing that? That doesn't make any sense. Like, I get it. He's having a little fun to start camp, but...
There's a guy.
Bro, you better hope he doesn't get a serious injury.
There's the guy we should have brought up.
That's the kind of jinx
we talked
you don't
about
want.
Melvin Gordon.
Uh-huh.
We talked about Trey Williams.
Yeah.
How about talking about Jalen Ramsey?
I'd be all in on that.
That I would do in a heartbeat.
You want to send Clowney
you
to the Jags?
You go ahead and take
Javon
Clowney, and I'll take Jalen Ramsey, and I'll pay him.
I would do that, too. And it would be an interesting dynamic within the division for the next 4 or 5 years where they're playing their former team. They're playing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a lot of fun.
I'm all for it.
Do you think either team balks at that and says, we don't really want him in the division playing us twice a year every year for the next 4 or 5 years.
Let me phrase it, throw it back at you.
And which team would it be?
Oh, that's exactly what I was going to go with. Because of the two sides, who do you think would quietly under the radar balk at that?
Jacksonville.
I think it's Bill O'Brien.
Really?
Bill O'Brien doesn't like to take the blame for things now. With no general manager, if Billy O is at the helm, when they trade away Clowney, and he goes and wreaks havoc one game on the Texans,
especially
that's
if you
one
if
too
you,
much.
Especially if you're... With this offensive line?
I don't appreciate the question, John.
We won, John. We made the playoffs. We won a division.
Jadavian can play, John. I don't like the question.
Osuna got the save? Who gave up another
Osuna
run?
Osuna gave up the run.
Oh, man. I try to support these guys. Mm-hmm. They make me look like a fool.
At least they got another win. Yeah, they won another series.
They got the dub back.
Think about that. If they don't cough that one up last night, that'd be 8 in a row. They're playing good baseball.
You know, like Milo Hamilton used to say.
Tell me, Pally.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, then every day would be Christmas.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, he used to say that. He also used to say, put a blue star on that one. I don't even know what that meant. I don't know why a blue star, but I think that meant it was a good play.
Because you guys have weird-ass references all the time.
What was this?
You guys. I'm not Milo Hamilton, pal.
Okay, then
Pally.
Just Joel, my bad.
Pally.
Okay. Nick. Pally.
Nick, you can pick a cheek or you can just kiss my ass.
I'll pick a chin.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll call Pillsbury. They'll get the rest of those roles. So what was his signature saying?
What was it?
Geno's is how sweet it is.
No, what was Milo's?
Yeah.
Astros win. No, Astros win again.
Was he used holy to do cow? That.
Holy cow was the
holy
other
cow,
one.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Holy cow, he struck him out. Milo would get into it. I loved a lot of people, especially I remember listening to John and Lance as Milo, I won't say faded in the booth.
I was just going
to
say.
But he hit his twilight and it became time to wrap it up. And he may have stayed a year or two too long. But John and Lance used to just crucify that dude.
Well, but when you heard his call,
Milo.
You didn't know who hit it. What happened?
Yeah, he was
where the ball was
after Harry Carey passed. Milo
That's
picked up that
exactly
torch
where
for
I was
sure.
going. Yep, you're right.
He was the Dave South of. He's like the man catches the ball, touchdown. You're like, who did what, where?
And we and us and
yeah,
Dave South and the Aggies have just got screwed. They got the ball and it's on the line.
Who did Milo used to say? Busy B? Who did he call Busy B? Was that Biggio?
I don't know.
He had now you talk about awful nicknames. Milo had some awful Springer Dinger and all that. Be damned. Milo had some awful nicknames. He called one of the Astros. I want to say it was Biggio. Oh, CP. It was like, no, bro.
Oh, last night on the.
But I loved listening to the games with Milo. It's not been the same since.
That's
I'll tell you that.
Baseball on the radio.
It's not been the same since Milo. I'm just sorry. I respect those guys and all
Robert
that.
Robert Ford and Steve Sparks.
Yep. Not been the same since Milo. Milo was a legend, and I really loved listening to him call Astros
and again,
games.
It
I really
becomes
did.
A staple of your bat.
I'm playing,
history
but I really
childhood.
Did. Yeah, man.
So there's no doubt about it.
Love me some Milo Hamlin.
All right, that does it for a Way Back Wednesday. We're not done, though. The rest of the week we'll be here, so should you. We are 1-4 every day that is during the week. It is the usual suspects. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. The Blitz is coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.